During Memorial Day at Lowe's, shop household must-haves for less. Save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Grill to chef up something special. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep things fresh. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/27. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Someone obviously claimed to have Nancy Guthrie. They sent ransom notes to at least three media outlets demanding $6 million in Bitcoin. They set a deadline. The original one was 5 p.m. on the first Thursday. And then that passed. And then the second one, days later, with language warning that missing it would be far more consequential. They supposedly gave a Bitcoin wallet address. They referenced specific details about Nancy's home that some have interpreted as being things that maybe only they would know. I say that loosely because to me, and I've said this all along, those details, wouldn't be hard to guess. Based on information that's already been out there. Just, it wouldn't be. Apple Watch, floodlight, it's all out there. And then they disappeared. Both deadlines came and went. The wallet, it sits at zero. Not a partial payment, stuck in processing, not a declined transaction, zero. Nobody deposited a dime because nobody came to collect one. The Guthrie family went on camera. Savannah was flanked by her brother and sister and said plainly, this is very valuable to us and we will pay $6 million offered publicly. And the response was silence. Whoever wrote those notes either never had Nancy Guthrie or never had any intention of giving her back. Meanwhile, one of the ransom demands turned out to be exactly what it looked like, a fraud. Dick Kalela, the guy that looks like he's a member of the band Flock of Seagulls in 1986. He's 42. He's from Hawthorne, California. He sent fake Bitcoin texts to Annie Guthrie and her husband using a burner app tied to his personal Gmail account because he's a genius. When agents showed up at his door, he admitted to it, said he'd been watching the news coverage and wanted to see if the family would respond. He's now been charged federally with transmitting a ransom demand and using a telecommunications device to harass. Released on $20,000 bond as well. His next court date is in Tucson. He has nothing to do with Nancy Guthrie's disappearance. He's just a POS. For more than a week, the ransom gave this case a shape, a framework people could hold on to. It was hope. Pay the money, get her back. But as many of us have been saying, it was a false hope. And that framework has since collapsed. Nobody collected. Nobody proved they have Nancy. Nobody walked through the door, the family left wide open. And now that both deadlines have passed with an empty wallet and silence on either end, we have to stop treating the ransom as a story because it isn't. It never has been. The real question is what we're looking at once you strip all that away. And what decades of case data tell us about how this kind of thing actually ends. We're going to get into it here. Your thoughts in the comments section on our YouTube channel. Just search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Or go to our Substack and join us there. It's absolutely free. There's no paywall right now. Get access to all of our reporting a day in advance. It's hiddenkillers.substack.com. The link's in the description. Let us know your thoughts there. The red flags and the ransom were there from the start. The notes went to news stations. That should tell you everything right away. It didn't go to the family who could actually pay. It went to news stations. Somebody who wanted attention. Your goal is, hey, I got your mom. I'll give her back. I want money. Part of that equation is not necessarily, let's get as much attention as we possibly can on this. No, it's, I want my money. They're not seeking the spotlight. If you actually want your money, they want as little attention as possible, as little, as few eyes on it as possible, because more eyes means more opportunity to be discovered, to figure out who it is, why they're saying what they're saying, where they are, all of that. And sending it to TMZ and a bunch of local stations in Tucson ain't the way to achieve that goal. In a real kidnapping for ransom, the captor contacts the family directly. They establish a communication line. They provide proof of life because they need the family to believe that paying will actually produce a result. None of that happened here. Across three separate video pleas, the Guthrie family publicly said the same thing three different ways. We have not heard directly from whoever claims to have our mother. Three pleas, zero responses to the family. That is not how ransom works. It just isn't. Then there's the language. A retired FBI agent told the New York Post that the note used the term USD, shorthand for US dollars, that an American would be unlikely to write. Yeah. The last time you put USD in anything, unless you were trying to communicate to someone who didn't use USD. The grammar was described by TMZ's Harvey Levin as perfect, structured, and layered. The demand for Bitcoin suggested someone trying to hide behind cryptocurrency's reputation for anonymity. But that reputation is a myth, and anyone capable of planning an abduction of an 84-year-old woman from her home in the middle of the night would presumably know that. Every Bitcoin transaction is recorded on a public blockchain. It's permanent. That's somewhat traceable. But there are ways of doing this without being traced. Demanding Bitcoin from a family with the resources of the Guthries, with the FBI already on the ground, is either reckless beyond comprehension or the act of someone who never planned to collect. The second message sent to KOLD only deepened the problem. It contained what the station's anchor described as sensitive information. Now, take that for what it is worth. From a reporter in Tucson. Sensitive information. But no ransom demand and no deadline. That's not a kidnapper negotiating. That's someone demonstrating access to information. Whether that access comes from involvement, proximity to the crime scene, or just wild guesses at watching television, is what investigators have been sitting with. The details that initially gave the notes weight, the Apple Watch location and the floodlight, they're kind of specific, but specific doesn't mean captor. It means someone who had knowledge of the house, maybe inside of the house, and the number of people with that kind of knowledge is a lot smaller than the general public might assume. But at the end of the day, it produced nothing. I The FBI issued a public service announcement in December 25, just weeks before Nancy disappeared, warning about the surge in fake ransom schemes targeting high-profile missing persons cases. Virtual kidnapping fraud has existed for two decades, mostly originating from Mexican prisons targeting families of the American Southwest, but the tools have evolved. AI-generated voices, altered images, deepfakes. The December bulletin specifically warned that criminals are now using manipulated proof-of-life media to extort families. High-profile disappearances attract this. The Flock of Seagulls dude kind of proved it. The original notes may have been a more polished version of the same opportunism, or they may have been something more deliberate, an attempt to frame this as a stranger abduction and point investigators in a direction that doesn't lead back to the truth. Either way, every day spent vetting those demands was a day the actual trail got colder. In hindsight, the family's final video before the Monday deadline may be the most telling detail. They stopped asking for proof of life. Savannah simply said, "We received your message and we understand we will pay." That shift was almost certainly FBI coached. Keep your door open. Don't antagonize. Maintain the possibility that someone real is on the other end. You got nothing to lose at that point. The door stayed open and nobody walked through it. So strip the ransom away and let's look at what's left. Nancy Guthrie is not a statistic. She's a woman who posted on Nextdoor in 2021 asking her neighbors whether she would get a Ring or a Nest camera. What should she get? Because she wanted to watch animal activity outside at night. It wasn't for security. It was what critters on the porch. She plays games with her grandkids. She goes to church at St. Andrew's Presbyterian. And as we've learned, she does it online. She's a person. But we owe it to her and we owe it to ourselves as an audience that claims to care about this case to look honestly at what the numbers say. More than 500,000 missing person reports were filed with the National Crime Information Center in 2023 alone. Over 563,000, the vast majority resolve. Around 93% within a year, 76% of missing adults are found within 24 hours, 86% within 48. Nancy has now been missing well beyond those windows. She's deep into the territory where the math turns against you with every passing day. Adult kidnapping for ransom in the United States is so rare that the FBI's Uniform Crime Report doesn't even track it as a separate category. It gets buried under other violent crimes. The data that does exist consistently shows the vast majority of abductions involve someone known to the victim, but if the ransom isn't real, and an empty wallet and two blown deadlines tell us it isn't, then we're not even in an abduction for profit category anymore. Stranger abductions of people over 65 are so uncommon, there's almost no dedicated statistical tracking for them. When elderly Americans go missing, the overwhelming causes are cognitive decline, wandering, dementia-related episodes, and none of that applies here. Her blood was on the porch. The sheriff has said he believes she was taken against her will. Her doorbell camera was disconnected at 1:47 in the morning. Her pacemaker stopped syncing with her devices around 2 a.m. This was not confusion. This was not wandering. This was a deliberate act committed under the cover of darkness against a woman who lives alone on nearly an acre of desert property with no streetlights and no sidewalks. Once you remove the ransom and you're left with a deliberate act of violence against an elderly victim with no financial motive materializing, the case profile shifts into a category where the data gets much harder to look at. Past the first week, no suspect, no direct contact, no proof of life. The statistical window narrows considerably. That is the reality of where this case is sitting right now. Now, look at where the investigators are actually spending their time. Officially, there's no suspect, no person of interest, no vehicle confirmed connected to the case. That's the public posture. But the physical footprint of this investigation is telling a different story. Investigators have searched the septic tank behind Nancy's property. They use poles to inspect manholes at the rear of the home. A vehicle was towed from the garage on a Friday night while the FBI processed the scene. Investigators spent nearly 3 hours inside daughter Annie Guthrie's home, the same home where Nancy had dinner the night she vanished and left carrying a brown paper bag, wearing blue gloves. The crime scene at Nancy's house was sealed, then released back to the family, then resealed after a new message surfaced. Retired FBI agent noted publicly that the gap in crime scene control creates a real evidentiary problem. See our video about Chief Nanos or Sheriff Nanos and his bumbling line of life, track record of failure, track record of no faith from the officers below. I mean, my God, it's an abysmal life and career. And he's in charge. Anything found after that gap is harder to introduce because you can't prove it wasn't placed or removed while the scene was uncontrolled. These are not the movements of a task force chasing an unknown assailant across state lines. The search radius isn't expanding, it's contracting. The focus is on the properties, the immediate surroundings, the people closest to Nancy's daily life. You don't search a septic tank chasing a kidnapper who fled across the desert. But you may just search it if you got nothing else to search. Got no other leads. Let's look closer at what we have. The nature of those searches speaks for itself. That doesn't prove anything, and no one has been named as a suspect or person of interest. All individuals connected to this case are presumed innocent until proven otherwise in a court of law. More than 1,000 people sit on Arizona's NAMU's missing persons database right now. Most vanished without a headline. Their families don't have the President of the United States directing federal resources to them. Nancy Guthrie's name carries weight because of who her daughter is. It's not a criticism. The visibility may be exactly what brings answers. But every one of those other names deserves the same urgency, and they're not getting it. The ransom narrative is over. What remains is an 84-year-old woman who went to dinner with her family on a Friday night in January, played games, got dropped off at home, and never made it to church the next morning. Blood on the porch, camera dark by 1:47 a.m., pacemaker silent by 2. Phone, wallet, car, and the heart medication she needs every day to stay alive, all sitting exactly where she left them. Nobody came for the money, nobody proved they have her, and someone, whether it's the person responsible or the person who knows who is, has the answers this family is desperate for. The data says the window for that answer to bring Nancy home is getting smaller by the hour. Your thoughts in the comment section. Let us know on YouTube or on Substack. The links are in the description. I'd love to get your feedback and where you think this is sitting right now. We'll continue that conversation there. Search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi wherever you get podcasts so you don't miss any of our coverage. Take us with you in audio form on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or iHeart or wherever. Make that search and press subscribe. We'll continue the conversation in the comments. Until then, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day Sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day Sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day Sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day Sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day Sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boost and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games that's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.